For yesterday's surprise attack by Hamas. Israeli media is reporting 350 people have died, while it's claimed more than 300 have been killed in Gaza. Human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky is in Tel Aviv.
These Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists infiltrated into Israel. They came to our homes. They took children. They took elderly by their wheelchairs. They took young women. They violated them. They shot people in cold blood.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he'll work with international partners over the next 24 hours to coordinate support for Israel. The Taliban says almost 2,000 people have been killed in Afghanistan after powerful earthquakes. A 6.3 magnitude tremor hit an area around 25 miles west of the city of Herat, which was followed by three strong aftershocks. 40,000 extra out-of-hours doctor's appointments are how Labour plans to deal with lengthy waiting lists if it gets into power. The party is expected to announce the plans at their conference in Liverpool later. Doors are closing on Wilko's final 41 shops after it went into administration in August. 12,500 people have been made redundant. Bags of cocaine have been found by litter pickers on the south coast. It's thought they could have come from South America. And in sports, England rugby union head coach Steve Borthwick says there are lessons to be learned from the 18-17 World Cup win over Samoa. The hard-fought victory put England into the quarter-finals of the tournament in France. Borthwick feels it was the type of game England needed ahead of the knockout stages.
Because it was such a tough test, and it's the kind of test we needed this week going into next week. So there'll be learnings from it. We'll make sure we take them thoroughly, and we'll perform better next week.
And Ireland knocked out Scotland with a 36-14 win in Paris. That's the latest. I'm Tamsin Kent.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to stay dry today across our area. Bright or hazy spells of sunshine developing in the afternoon. Feeling warm in the sunshine for this time of year with light winds. Maximum temperature today, 23 degrees Celsius. After a fine end to today, we'll stay dry tonight with clear spells overnight. Some mist and fog patches forming in rural spots by dawn. It's likely to be a mild one. Minimum temperature overnight is 13 degrees Celsius. Looking ahead to Monday, early mist and fog patches will clear to leave a fine and dry day with long spells of hazy sunshine. Another warm day with light winds. Maximum temperature temperature even tomorrow, 22 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's 3 minutes past nine. A very good morning if you just tuned in. It's Sunday Breakfast on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
There we go. All 6 minutes and 57 seconds of Pink Floyd and Time. 50 years old, that song, from the legendary album Dark Side of the Moon. So just reading about Dark Side of the Moon online. And it's one of the biggest selling albums of all time, in case you didn't know. And as of 2013, music industry sources suggested the worldwide sales of the album totaled about 45 million. And that was 10 years ago, and it's probably sold more copies since, because it continues to be really influential to this day. I remember hearing a story once that when the CD boom happened in the 80s and it was re-released on CD, such was its popularity still at that point that at one point there was a CD factory in Germany which was only producing copies of that album and nothing else. I mean, it may be an urban myth, it may be completely untrue, but it wouldn't surprise me. 12 minutes past nine is the time.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Next Saturday, the 14th of October, Ingerston Elim Church, which is in Ingerston High Street, hosting a 90th anniversary open day between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can see the church building, which has been completely updated in recent years, with an exhibition of church life, historic photos and items. Hope Cafe will be open as well. For more details, you can visit ingatstoneelimchurch.org.uk. There's a link to that in your events guide and our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
New music now from Olivia Rodrigo. This is Vampire.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes. You told me you were bad, bad news. You called him crazy. God, I hate the way I called him crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes.
You Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Well, it was quite a show yesterday afternoon. I barely had time to breathe. There was so much going on. I'm going to conclude my look back now at yesterday's sport. I've already mentioned the rugby and the snooker. Interesting day in football yesterday. The Premier League, Tottenham are now top of the table, although they had to grind out a result at Kenilworth Road against their plucky hosts, Luton Town, who... restricted them to a 1-0 victory. The most astonishing comeback yesterday from Manchester United, who have had a pretty torrid time of things recently. They're currently halfway down the table, and for a long time they were 1-0 down against Brentford, for whom Matthias Jensen scored after 26 minutes. And it looked like they were heading for defeat when the match went into injury time at the end of the second half. And up popped Scott McTominay in the 97 minutes to give Erik ten Hag's men a 2-1 victory. Wins also for Chelsea, 4-1 at Burnley. Everton, much needed win for them against fellow strugglers Bournemouth. And Fulham beat Sheffield United 3-1 as well. More goals than you might have expected in that game, because going into yesterday's matches, they were the two sides with the least out of efforts on goal in the Premier League so far this season. And Fulham up to 12th after that win. Sheffield United are now bottom of the table. Bournemouth and Burnley also with them in the drop zone. In the Championship yesterday, there was a 2-0 win for Leicester City over Stoke City, which kept them at the top of the table. Kelechi Iheanacho and Jamie Vardy, the scorers for the Foxes. But Ipswich Town continue to snap at their heels. They have now lost only two league matches in 2023, and they've only been defeated once in their last 30. They beat Preston North End, who were just behind them in third place, 4-2 at Portman Road. row, Connor Chaplin, Brandon Williams, Nathan Broadhead and Amari Hutchinson, the scorers. And they are 2 points behind Leicester, but there's an eight-point gap between them and Preston in third place. Now, one of our featured matches yesterday was the Skype N League One match of Brisbane Road, Leighton Orient versus Reading. And it was no doubt something of a sombre occasion at that match after the tragic events of last Tuesday night when their match against Lincoln was abandoned after 82 minutes after a medical emergency took place in the East Stand at Leighton Stadium, and an elderly supporter of the club later sadly died. So they paid tribute to him yesterday. It was a book of condolence, among other things. And Orient beat Reading by 2-1, thanks to a last-minute winner from George Moncur. He goes up to 16th place in the table after that result. And locally in non-league football, in the National League, there was a draw for Dagenham and Redbridge at Oldham, but they're in a relegation zone now. Southend United celebrated the club being saved earlier in the week. A new consortium headed by Australian businessman Justin Rees is taking over the club. All their HMRC debts have been paid off, and they beat Woking 2-0 away from home. Harry Carboyle scoring his 11th goal of the season. In spite of their 10-point deduction, which would otherwise see them currently in the playoff spots, the Shrimpers now out of the relegation zone. National League South, it was a draw for Braintree Town, defeat for Aveley Yeovil. Chelmsford City had an excellent 3-0 win at Western Supermare. In the FA Trophy yesterday, we had a featured game. Billericay Town staged an extraordinary comeback at home to Felixstowe and Walton United. They were losing 3-1 at one stage, but they came back to win 4-3. Moses Emmanuel scoring their last-minute winner. So Billericay go through to the next stage of the FA Trophy, as do Redbridge from Isbien North. They were away to Badgley and won 4-1 on penalties. Concord Rangers are out, though. They were beaten 3-2 at home by Hythe Town. And also out of the competition, Hornchurch from the Isbien Premier League. They were away to Suffolk side, Leyston, finished 1-1, went to penalties, and the home side won the shootout 9-8. And also going out with hashtag United, they lost 2-0 at South Park Reigate. And also losing down in Surrey yesterday with Canvey Island, they lost their tie 3-1 away to Walton and Hersham. Haybridge Swifts went out as well. They've beaten 2-1 at home by Chatham Town. So a mixed bag of results for our local sides in the FA Trophy. But what a comeback from Billericay, as I say. Ladies Travel update coming up soon after we've heard another track from a classic album. We go back to 1969 and the Beatles' Abbey Road album, which is the best one in my humble opinion, although opinions differ over that. This is the opening track from that classic. This is Come Together.
Just of me.
FM Travel News.
With the time just coming up to 9:30, still very quiet on the roads across our area. Nothing I can see that needs to be reported, but there's a number of issues on public transport today. On Greater Anglia trains, for example, he says, having lost the screen... Wait a second. Here it comes. Right, there are track maintenance and survey works going on, which means there's no service at all between Shenfield and London today. Trains will operate between Southend Victoria and Shenfield on Greater Anglia, connecting into rail replacement buses between Shenfield and Newbury Park Underground Station. From Newbury Park, passengers are encouraged to use the Central Line underground services to Stratford and Liverpool Street. A shuttle train service is also in operation between Wickford and Southminster. And also on the Liverpool Street to Chelmsford, Colchester, Ipswich, Norwich and various branch lines. There is track maintenance, survey work and construction work for the new Bewley Park station, which has been built just north of Chelmsford. And that means all lines will be closed between London and Witham today. Trains from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree will terminate at Witham, connecting into rail replacement buses to Newbury Park Underground Station. And and you can use the central line from there to get to Stratford or Liverpool Street. Meanwhile, on C2C trains, there are some engineering works today between Barking and Upminster. A shuttle service will run between Upminster and Grays. Only passengers should change at Grays for services towards London and Southend. Passengers with a valid ticket can use District Line services between Barking and Upminster. The various works going on are affecting the Elizabeth line as well. There is no service all day today between Paddington and Abbey Wood and Shenfield. You can use the underground instead. And also there are replacement buses running at all stops between Stratford and Shenfield. Also on London Overground, no service all day today between Romford and Upminster. Nothing much to report on London Underground, but if you're travelling into the capital, just be aware that on the District Line there are currently some minor delays between Earls Court and Kensington Olympia due to train cancellations, but there is a good service reported on the rest of the line. That's the last travel update from me. Kev will have another one around about 1 hour from now.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
That Glen Campbell, well, one of many musical greats we've sadly lost in recent years. That was recorded in 1968, written by Jimmy Webb, and that was Wichita Lineman. I'd just like to put out an appeal, which I did in the first hour of the show, but I know some people won't have been listening then. It's on behalf of Brentwood Food Bank. If you can, they urgently need your help. Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK in these times, which are very difficult economic times for many, and people are struggling to make ends meet and make their budget stretched to food after struggling to, after trying to meet other commitments. Last week, in just 2 days, at Doddinghurst Road Church here in Brentwood, the food bank fed 199 local people who are struggling. If you can get in touch with, if you can help them, sorry, please get in touch with them by calling 01277 224528, or you can email them at info@brentwoodfoodbank.org.uk. They urgently require tinned goods such as ham and corned beef, chili con carne, potatoes, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard and the like. Other food items such as jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee and jars of pasta sauce will be most welcome. Toiletries, they also need soap, toothpaste, cleaners and bleaches, washing up liquid and washing powder. Carrier bags, if you can spare any of those. And most urgently, they're in need of tea, shampoo and shower gel. They're pretty short of those items. You can go to their website, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and find out some more information about what they do. Thank you very much.
Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
The great voice of Rag and Bone Man, that was Human. I'm going to do the last little sporting roundup now, mentioning the Cricket World Cup, which got underway on Thursday. Not a good start for England, who were beaten by New Zealand by 9 wickets. Yesterday saw a stunning performance by South Africa. They beat Sri Lanka by a World Cup record score, winning by 102 runs. Superb performance by them. And this morning, it got underway just 10 minutes or so ago, where India are playing Australia in Chennai, and Australia, they are batting first, and the early score is that they have scored 5 runs with 47.5 overs remaining. The hosts, yeah, it's a bat, of course. And in football, just looking at today's fixtures, West Ham United, who broke a record of their own during the week, an impressive 17th European tie without defeat as they won their Europa League match 2-1 away to SC Freiburg. They are back in Premier League action today as they host Newcastle United at the London Stadium. Also in the Premier League today, Brighton versus Liverpool and Wolves versus Aston Villa. They're all 2 o'clock kickoffs, and we'll begin at 4:30 with Arsenal hosting champions Manchester City at the Emirates. A couple of games in the Scottish Premiership today as well. St Mirren versus Rangers and Aberdeen versus St Johnstone. And in the FA Women's Super League, West Ham United travel to Brighton. That's a lunchtime kickoff, as is Manchester City versus Chelsea. Also, Tottenham Hotspur women face Bristol City. Leicester City women face Everton. And it's Liverpool versus Aston Villa. That's today's football. Those are the games in the FA Women's Super League. This is Sam Fisher and his cover song Afterglow.
In a minute, all at once, stop dead at the door. I'm smiling like I caught up with God and he told me not to worry at all. Yeah, supersonic, half a night. Maybe I'm overtired. I'm laughing just a little too much. I'm remembering the way that it was. I found it, wanted to stay. My broken heart starts to race. Can't look away. Can't look away. Now I'm up so close in a blinding light. I can see it all. This. I'm breathing like I finished the race. Eyes burning and I'm red in the face. Yeah, it's automatic. The second night, felt the rush over my spine. I'm staring like I'm seeing a ghost, but I'm dreaming about you taking me home. So close in a blinding light.
I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Which month?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That's almost it for me now. Just to let you know what's happening for the rest of Sunday here on Phoenix 98 FM. Kev's in at 10 with the Sunday sessions, tracks, interviews and sessions from local unsigned artists. That's from 10 till 12 when Tony Smith will be serving up Sunday lunch, 2 hours of pop dance and chart hits, plus live sessions and interviews. And a resident Hello Hello, former Hello Hello star Vicky Michelle, will be in at 2 this afternoon with her music mix. That's from 2 until 4. You can hear Vicky. The arts programme from 4 till 6 with Claire and Natalie. Nigel's in with Stepping Out from 6 till 8 this evening. And then it's Greaties with Xanthi Behrman, music and memories from the 1980s, followed by Cultura Brasil from 10 till 11. That's your Sunday here on Phoenix 98 FM. Bruce Springsteen now, and the river.
I come from down in the valley where Mr. when you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy done. Me and Mary, we met in high school.
we go down to the river, and into the river we dive. Oh, down to the river we ride. Then I got Mary pregnant, and man, that was all she wrote. And for my 19th birthday, I got a union card and a wedding coat. We went down to the courthouse, and the judge put it all to rest. No wedding day smiles, no walk down the aisle, no flowers, no wedding dress. That night we went down.
Title track from his double album, which came out back in 1980, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and The River. Many thanks for your company this morning. Always a pleasure to present this program, no doubt. I'll do it again at some point in the near future, but all being well, Sophia Marie will be back next Sunday. As for me, you can hear me on Thursday night on Phoenix FM next. I'll be here between 7 and 8pm with the Non-League Hour, which is my weekly roundup of the Non-League football news from across our area. And back on Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6pm, Phoenix Sports, live sporting updates for 3 hours, plus plenty of great music in between as well. I'm going to wait now for Kev and the Sunday Sessions, and I'm going to sign off with a classic from Earth, Wind & Fire. This is After the Love Has Gone. Take care, stay safe, and have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while, we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. We used to be happy with sad. Never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had. Till the sadness was all we shared. We were scared this affair would lead our love into something.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.